Okay, this podcast is for the ladies who have no idea they're doing this. Okay, have you ever met a guy and you're talking to him and he's talking to you? Now, I will say this about me at first. Any guy that reach out to me or, you know, like in the store or whatever, any guy that reach out to me, no matter how he reaches out to me, I always look at him as a friend first. And I go from there because I could tell about whether or not what box I want to put him in. Or it's really crazy, too, about us women, too. I know I do this, and I'm sure someone else, too. Okay, you know how? Because really, women, I'm going to come out and say it. We are the deciding factor. A lot of women don't know that, but you are the deciding factor. Whether or not you want to get into this relationship, whether or not you want to push this guy out of your friend zone and see whether or not there's a romantic interest. You all have so much power. I'm not going to hop on my soapbox about this right now, but you women have, gosh, so much power. And you don't know it. It's up to you. You are the deciding factor whether or not which way you want this guy to go. Well, I'm not talking about that right now. But what I'm talking about is a guy reach out to you and you're talking to him and he's talking to you. And then you realize along the way that you're coming in on a relationship. And what I mean by that is he's seeing someone, whether he's seeing someone he met 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, or he's been with someone that may be as long as a year or two. It doesn't matter if he met her yesterday, but you're coming in on a relationship. And you don't know that. But when you do discover that, you should bail out. You should bail. Bail for her, bail for yourself. Because, and y'all know what I'm getting ready to say, so I really don't have to say it, but I'm going to say it so it won't be silence in the podcast. So I'm going to say it. I could sit here and be quiet and let you all see it. Like, watch this. See, it's silent. So I say it. Okay. He doesn't carry good character. His character is not good because even though he met y'all, my bands, even in my mouth, even though he met this person maybe a week ago or a day ago, he's still trying to talk to two people. And how you know this is men are, I'm not going to say y'all slow. Well, y'all slow in some areas. Okay, like for instance, texting. So this is how you catch on. They texting you and then they make this big mistake and they text you and they're saying something that you know nothing about. And you're like, huh? And then right away, women smart, like, oh, I see what's going on here. And what's so crazy is men would turn around and say, oh, no, they'll try to fix it. They would actually try to turn this text around and try to convince you that they were texting you. Y'all, I hate that. This recently happened. I'm going to tell y'all about this. This recently happened, and it's sort of funny. Well, this guy, he's been on my Facebook page for a while. Not this serious. Just a friend guy. Well, he reached out and he texted and I texted him back. You know, nothing serious. You know, just friends. But he sent me a message. This was about a week ago. And I'm like, huh? And so I tell him, right? But there's no romantic interest in this. And he still lies. Like, no, I was texting you. And so y'all know me. I'm going to bring your feet to the fire. I'm going to call you out. I'm not going to pretend, whether you're a friend or not, I'm not going to pretend like I don't know what you just did. So I told him, but what bothered me was this. He still was trying to lie. But I'm your friend. I'm not your romantic interest. Why would you lie? So I tell him this, y'all. I said it's here because I mean it. And I've been saying this all my life. So I tell him, I'm not going to text you or talk to you until you tell the truth. He waited 24 hours. And then he said, y'all, I still got the text. He says, okay, I'm sorry. I got you mixed up. Okay. But moving on from that is anytime you're talking to a guy and you sense that you're coming in on a relationship because he's with someone else. And remember, I say it doesn't matter if it's a day or if it's 2 years, you bail, especially if he's trying to have something romantic with you. Bail, because that's not good character at all. If he's a good guy, he's not going to try to talk to you and someone else. He's just not going to do that. Women, when I said earlier about they're slow. Now, women, I'll be the first to say. Now, I see, if I'm not committed, I see several guys. I date several guys. Okay. But do I ever get them mixed up? No, I don't. But a lot of women, majority of women, they only see one guy at a time. I wish I could break that up because you're wasting all your time on this one guy. And it's not 9 out of 10. It's not going to work out. And you have put in 3 months on this and you could have been dating somebody else. But I'm not going to hop on that soapbox. I'm talking about this stuff. So most women would date one guy at a time. So she's only texting that guy. Okay. But guys, you are the one that tried to date multiple women at one time and tried to text multiple women at one time. And by golly, if guys, you're doing that, you should become good at it. We women, we don't do, majority of the women, they don't do that. But if they were doing that, they would never get you mixed up at all because we're smart. So guys, since you are the one that's doing that, try to perfect that craft of not getting us mixed up, okay? And even if you do, and someone tell you like I did last week when I said own it, when I told him I'm not going to text you, I'm not going to talk to you until you own it. Well, let me tell you something about that when I say that. Some of my friend guys know this, and some of the guys, I haven't dated that much, like I said before, but I say about 2 before I got married, if that. I'm willing you in when I say, come on and tell me that the only way I'm going to talk to you if you tell the truth. I'm willing you in because I want you to tell the truth so I don't have to talk to you anymore because I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Because, you know, I go back and I think, you know, like with this guy, we were just friends. So it was no romantic interest, but still, why did you lie? I'm big on trust. I'm very big on trust. So, ladies, and I'm very honest. I'm very honest. Some people will say I'm honest to a fault. I don't call it a fault. I'm just honest. But ladies, what I want you to do, though, when a guy is doing that, fall back, bail out, because he's going to do the same thing to you. And what he's trying to do is what I've been telling you all to do. What he's trying to do is he's going to have you and someone else. And he's trying to see, he playing both of you all. Which one do I like? Which one do I like? And that's the reason why I often tell you women, don't date one person. If you're not in a committed relationship, don't date one person. date six. Six has always been my magic number. I don't know why, but you can talk to my friend Sharon, to the people, you know, I met in Austin. Six has always been my magic number. And I just feel like you should date six. You know, last summer, I had this thing where I was telling everyone it was new. The summer was new. Yes, it was new. We had just had winter. So going into the summer, I was telling everyone, you know, let's date people from all walks of life. Because some people stay, and I said date multiples. I think I even said six. But when I say all walks of life, some of you just stay in your box. Get out of your box. Date everyone. It is so much fun. But that's the reason why I tell you to date multiple people, because that guy you're giving all your time to that you just met, he might have met you on Tuesday, but on Wednesday, he probably was hanging out somewhere, probably at Topgolf. Sorry about that, y'all. My mouth is really tied down. And it's going to be tied down until about March the 31st. And then I'll go back with just bands. Right now, the back of my mouth is pretty tied down. But what I was saying was, you met him on Tuesday, on Wednesday. He was over there at Topgolf, and he met someone. Okay? So stop giving your all to a person you just met. Okay? You don't have to tell him that you're seeing this person and that person, and you know, you're doing what he's doing. He's trying to hide it. He's trying to figure out which one of you all he wants. So you do the same thing. There's nothing wrong with that. Magic number is six. Okay, I'm gonna go ahead and let y'all go. It's pretty late. Y'all, it's about 2 o'clock in the morning. I should be asleep. I have a client, but not until 11 o'clock, not until 11 o'clock. I think it's at 11 o'clock. And then I have, I have one at 1 o'clock. But that's at least the one at 11 o'clock. I need to show a house, but the one at 1 o'clock, that's at least. Well, I'm going to go ahead and let you all go. Y'all probably wonder why I'm up so late. It's because I'm packing. I move in 2 weeks. I don't like to do everything at the last minute. And next week will be the last minute, because I think, next week is going into Easter weekend. It's the last week of the month, and I'm going to be out of here, hopefully. The movers come on April the 2nd. Really, I could stay here until the 19th, but I don't want to. And I'm going to go a little bit more into that. But I'm going to do that over on Patreon. My Patreon will be set up. But I'm going to go a little bit more deeper into that. Some things that I did when I left California. Just some things about, I don't know if I should. I guess I could tell you a little of it. But what it is, the place that I'm in now is very, very nice. It is that. But there's some things I don't like about it. Okay? I just wait till we get to Patreon and discuss that, not on here. But the place I'm in right now is really, really nice. But I have lived, I could say, I don't want to sound snobbish or anything. Well, let me just get to the point. This place is nice, but I have lived a little bit more. Is it more better than this place? I chose this place, and I don't regret it. It was for Lulu, because I was so afraid to go, and I said this in another podcast, I was so afraid to go where I wanted to go. One reason is because the downtown area, I had read some reports about, with Lulu being a little dog, that some people have their dogs running loose. And I was so afraid that she might get attacked. And I'm still afraid of her getting attacked, you know. But so I'm not going downtown. I'm head up to the Woodlands. And it goes back to, I do like this apartment. It's a nice apartment, but I'm used to something different. And I will talk about that on Patreon, about how, you know, sometimes we have lived a certain lifestyle. And I have lived a certain lifestyle for a long, long time. And what I'm going to talk about on Patreon is that, you know, sometimes when you first leave a marriage and you first get out there, you're thinking, oh, I better not go and get what I'm used to. I'm going to go ahead and get this. But I will be honest. This is really, really a nice place. And I mainly did it for Lulu. But I'm used to something a little bit. I'm used to something different. And matter of fact, someone asked me, it was so crazy. Last night, there's a guy, he's a realtor, and I don't know him, but he's on Instagram. And he spotlight, I think he does a lot of leases, and then he does homes too. But I happened to look on there last night, and I looked, and I was like, that place looked familiar. And it happened to be my place, the place where I live at now. And he was spotlighting, and everybody was asking, where is that? Where is that? Where is that? And a lady, I said, funny. I was looking at the place, that's the comment I left. And I said, that place, I live there now, and I'm leaving in 2 weeks. So just to show you that it is a nice place, people want to know where it was. And this one particular lady, she reached out to me, and she said, can you give me the name? And so he was DMing them, direct messaging them the place. I don't know what he direct messaged. I don't know if he said, I don't know what he was saying, because she sent me a message and she said, what's the name of the place? And I saw where he said to her, I'm sending you a direct message. So I don't know if he was doing what some realtors would do. They would show you a place, but then when they send you a direct message, they don't really give you the name. And I don't like that. I don't do that. They really don't give you the name, but they're like, okay, call me up. It's a way of promoting themselves. I don't know if he was doing that or not. I personally don't do it. But what I'm saying is the place is nice, but I'm just used to something a little bit more different. And there's nothing wrong with here. This is a nice place. There's nothing wrong with the place, but I'm used to a little bit more different area. And so I'm moving farther up inside the Woodlands, whereas right now I'm like on the outskirts of the Woodlands. And being inside the Woodlands, I would have the restaurants and the stores and all, you know, just what I'm used to. And I want to talk about that. I'm going to talk about that on Patreon, and I'm going to go a little bit more in depth about that. So I'm not going to do it here. So, and Patreon will be up. It should be up, and I will let you know. It should be up right after I move, because also, too, I'm going to show you my place, too. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. I wasn't supposed to be talking about that, but somehow I hopped on that. But anyway, like I was saying, if you know that you're, and a lot of us do not know, a lot of women do not know, I'm not saying you know, but if you feel like you're coming in on a relationship, bail. Bail out, okay? So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. It's pretty late. So I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go. Bye-bye.